All right. We're with WBFO's Mike Desmond this morning. Good morning to you, Mike.
It's nice to be here with you, Jay.
Always great to see you so bright and early in the morning here. You know, this is getting a lot of attention. It's the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival. Legendary, infamous festival, depending on your perspective. You were there.
It was, you know, you look back at it and think of the mud and the rain and not enough food, but there was really some great music. I didn't like all the groups. I didn't like 10 years after, but I liked Richie Havens and Joan Baez and The Who. And on balance, it was a great thing to be at, but it's certainly the strangest reporting assignment I've ever had in the business.
Yeah, you were reporting at that time for whom?
I was working for the Gannett Papers in Utica.
Okay. So not a huge drive in terms of actual distance. How about, though, in terms of amount of time it took you to get down there?
I was 24 years old, and I heard about this rock concert coming up on this weekend, and I took advantage of my position and called them up and said, I'm with the Union Sun and the Daily Press in Utica, and I'd like to come down. So a couple of days later, I got this envelope in the mail with my press credentials. So I said, okay. Friday afternoon, I finished up at the paper, threw a tent and a sleeping bag in the car. I should have thrown food. I didn't realize this. And the press credentials, and started to drive down there. And because I had the press credentials, every time I came to a roadblock, I would wave the press credentials at them. They would take the roadblock down, and I'd drive my little MG through, and they'd restart the roadblock. And finally, I got down. I could sit in my car and listen. I was that close. In fact, there's actually a scene where I think my car is in the movie. I was so close to that amphitheater effect where everything took place.
Wow.
I arrived with about six people sitting on my car because their feet had worn out.
The outside world was looking in as best as it could, but when you were inside there, you had no idea what really was going on outside.
No, you'd hear stories. Well, the New York Times, someone would come in with saying the New York Times, they apparently had used some of these payphones that had been set up, and they were calling friends, and somebody would tell them over the phone, oh, you're the second largest city in New York State, and it's muddy. Oh, it was muddy. The food ran out. The booze ran out. The dope never seemed to run out, though, judging by the people I saw.
Were you there the whole weekend?
I left about 3 o'clock Monday morning. I had to get back. I missed Jimi Hendrix, but he didn't go on till I think, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Memories that stand out to you?
I was standing backstage talking to Joan Baez and on Saturday, and I said, why are you here? And she said, well, I heard this rumor that Dylan was coming. So she had gotten on one of the helicopters to come back. And we're just kind of chatting backstage, and these security people in the red jackets and so forth. And somebody had told me most of them were New York City cops moonlighting at this event. And we could look, and there's a guy shooting up in this tent right backstage.
This is an immense amount of people. Did you ever have any fear of your security?
No. We were all miserable together because of the rain and the mud and the sanitation issues and, you know, no food.
And then you have a great perspective of a reporter who's been around for a few years now. We know now at least 50 years, don't we, Mike?
Yep.
Could another event like Woodstock ever happen?
I don't think so. You, government has gotten very conscious of health risks, of security, of all of these issues, and they would never allow this jerry-built event to show up. They'd be rigid on tickets. They'd make sure that the fence wasn't knocked down. They would never allow the roads to be closed like that. No, it couldn't be done again. It was a unique situation in one place in one time.
Mike Desmond, of course, our nightside reporter here at WBFO, but we appreciate you being with us so bright and early this morning, and thanks for your Woodstock recollections.
It's nice to be here, Jay.